Welcome to the deep dive. Sometimes my computer just feels sluggish, especially when I'm trying to do like 10 things at once. So today we're getting into something pretty fundamental: your operating system, specifically Windows 11 and what it really means. We're talking about the upgrade. And look, it's way more than just, a visual refresh. It feels like a strategic thing you need to think about, especially because Windows 10 support, that officially ends in October 2025. That date's getting closer, right? There's a real clock ticking.
Absolutely. And that's kind of our mission today, to unpack why shifting to Windows 11 is, well, a genuinely smart investment for you. We're going to dig into how it impacts things like security, definitely performance, and your day-to-day productivity.
Okay, performance first. I always hear engineered for speed, but what does that actually mean day to day? Are we talking tiny milliseconds or something you genuinely feel with, say, a load of browser tabs open?
Yeah, good question. What's really interesting is how it manages resources intelligently. Think of Windows 11 as sort of like having a little traffic controller inside. It's constantly redirecting power to the app you're actually focused on at that moment. It's not always a massive leap, but imagine rendering a video while your chat apps still feel perfectly responsive. That's the kind of difference. It cuts down on those little micro stutters you might not even consciously notice on Windows 10, but they add up.
Okay. So less about just raw horsepower and more about being smarter with the power you already have, optimizing for newer hardware too, I guess, faster boots, quicker loads.
Exactly. And if you've ever suspected an app is secretly eating up your resources, there's a new efficiency mode in Task Manager. It basically puts a little check on those greedy apps, making sure your main task gets priority. It really shifts the focus. Now, speed's one thing, but as everything gets faster online, the threats get faster too. So how does Windows 11 actually, step up its defenses against these more complex attacks, especially tied into that performance stuff?
That's a really important point. Cyber threats are getting so much more sophisticated. Our defenses have to keep pace. Windows 11 brings in some next-gen security. But for the average person, is there a worry it might be too strict, like flagging legitimate software that's maybe a bit niche? How's that security versus usability balance?
Well, this is where it gets quite clever. You've got features like Smart App Control. It uses AI basically to predict if an app is safe before you run it. Think of it like a really smart bouncer for your PC, stopping potentially risky stuff, even brand new threats, before they cause trouble.
Proactive. I like that.
Yeah. And then there's better encryption, stronger identity protection, really key for hybrid work setups. And the critical point, unlike Windows 10, Windows 11 keeps getting those vital security updates past October 2025. That ongoing support, it's just essential for staying protected long term. You don't want to be left exposed.
Okay, so beyond the engine and the shields, the actual, daily experience gets a makeover. Sleek UI, that centered start menu, cleaner taskbar, looks modern, but it's not just looks, right? It's meant to work smarter too.
Exactly. And the productivity boost comes from some really neat tools baked right in. Things like snap layouts.
Yeah.
Sounds simple, just arranging windows. But where it really shines is with multiple monitors. People actually report spending significantly less time just fiddling with window placement. It turns a chore into something, well, intuitive, seamless.
I can see that being useful. Less clicking around.
And widgets too, for quick info glances, much smoother.
And the big one everyone talks about,
Yeah.
Microsoft Copilot. That's not just search, is it? It's like having an AI assistant built in for writing, ideas, summarizing things.
Precisely. It's your AI partner. Plus, you've got Phone Link connecting your phone to your PC seamlessly. Texts, calls, notifications, all on your desktop.
Right, that integration is getting tighter.
It really shows how Windows 11 is embracing AI across the board. And not just Copilot, but even for things like generative erase in photos, removing objects easily with AI, no complex software needed. It's about making these advanced AI tools accessible for creativity, productivity, everyday stuff. But always remember, these cool features rely on those foundational performance and security improvements we talked about. So, wrapping up. Choosing to upgrade now isn't just solving today's problems. It's really about getting ready for what's next, supporting future hardware, software, AI, and crucially, avoiding that disruption when Windows 10 support ends. It really does future-proof your whole digital setup.
So, thinking about all this, what does this shift really mean for how you interact with your digital tools every day? And maybe more interestingly, what new possibilities does it unlock that go beyond just upgrading an OS? How might these changes reshape your workflow, or maybe even make some of those digital chores feel, well, surprisingly easy? Something to think about.